Are you ready for a slow one? Anyone mind a slow one? Do a little quiet one for now, if that's all right. You spied her on the tube and she was wearing a bright red poppy. Her beauty, it shone through the silence as the commuters, they tried not to make eye contact. Cause he'd never seen such a beautiful thing except for in movies or up on billboards. He'd never seen such a beautiful thing. All his years of travelling these trains, her shiny brown hair was tucked behind her ears and her big blue eyes pierced right through her glasses. The book she was reading was of an interesting nature. He knew that he would surely like to date her one day. A few more stops to Wolfhamstow, it's just a few more stops to Wolfhamstow, it's just a few more stops to Wolfhamstow. And Poppy Bird, I wonder what your name is. He was a child of a difficult nature, it was compulsive disorder related. Sometimes he would do silly little things like turn the key in the door 5 times before he went to bed. In the past, he got in some silly situations with girls from school making silly accusations. He was through that and he knew what to do to not get himself into trouble. He wanted to walk past and just ask her her name and say, she's so pretty, he's been watching her on the train. He was a child of a difficult nature. He was a child of a difficult nature. To move from style, it's just a few more stops. To move from style, it's just a few more stops. To move from style, and Poppy Bird, I wonder what your name is. A few more stops. To move from style, it's just a few more stops. To move from style, it's just a few more stops. To move from style, and Poppy Bird, I wonder if I'll ever meet you. He can't believe his luck, cause he's in Wolfhamstow. She's leaving a train or so. He follows her onto the platform, up the stairs and through the barriers. He gets a bit too close and she looks behind. He takes control of himself and walks further behind. Now they're out and they're onto the street and they walk past the top of his road. Cause it sure is dark and yes it sure is cold. And so he plucks up the courage and starts to make his approach. She can hear his footsteps, her heart's in her throat. Should she turn and start to run? No, don't be dumb, no, don't be dumb, no. Don't be dumb, no, please don't be dumb. She's so close now, she waits to be grabbed. She prays to God that she won't get stabbed. So close now she can feel his breath. And he grabs her on the arm and says, Miss, is this your book that you left?
Thank you very much.